Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friends, I'm so excited to have Jeff Eckert here with us today. Jeff is the CEO and founder of Never the Same and the founder and director of Claim Your Campus, or CYC for short. Jeff has given his life to student ministries, and we're so honored to have him with us on the podcast today. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Lee, it's so good to be here. I absolutely love Moms in Prayer. I love what you guys are doing, and it is a thrill, and it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, we got to meet in person, which was so fun. I got to tour your very cool offices in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but maybe our audience doesn't know much about you, so could you tell us a little bit about your family and your ministry?
Sure. I'll start with the most important, my family. I am getting ready to celebrate 25 years of marriage in about, a little under a month. It's hard to believe, but graduated college, got married right away. So coming up on 25 years of my wife, Ariana, and we are blessed to have three lovely daughters that I'm grateful look exactly like their mother. They don't have a crazy beard like I have. And so we have three girls, Olivia, Lauren, and Sophia. Yeah, I'm blessed to live with these four beautiful women. And I often tell people I call my home Estrogen Island. So that's where I live, and they let me stay there. They haven't voted me off yet. So
you're a lucky
we're
man.
Loving life. I'm very, very blessed. And our ministry, I founded our organization. It's called Never the Same. Beneath that, there are several branches to what we do. We do summer events all over the country called NTS Camp. We do our podcast. We do Claim the Campus, which is really what's connected us to Moms in Prayer. And we are simply seeking to equip students to pray at their school once a week. And we want to have a prayer group led by students, middle school and high schoolers, in every school in America. And Moms in Prayer has been one of our biggest cheerleaders, supporters, helped us in so many ways. That's why it's great to be with you all today. But Claim Your Campus is really where my heart lies in what we do, because when students pray, so many things happen. Schools change, the environment, other students. But I think one of the most beautiful things that we see is students that are engaged in praying, they're changed too. So we're honored, and we're growing our Claim Your Campus movement. We use a mobile app that we developed over a couple years and launched it not quite 3 years ago. We're in 42 states, about 1,500 schools so far. We have, I think, right around 30 students praying, but we're able to track that all through the app and see what's happening on school campuses. So it's exciting, and we just look forward to what God's going to continue to do as he raises up a new generation of students praying. We're excited about it.
I love that we get to consider you like our little brother organization.
Yeah.
Because we just have this interesting, unique partnership in vision. And it was so fun to get on my high schooler's phone and go, hey, I just met these awesome guys from Claim Your Campus, CYC. You got to check out their really great app. And what I love is that you're handing teenagers a tool to pray inside of their schools. That's so fantastic. One of the reasons why I wanted to make sure we got you and your interview on here real quick during our kickoff was because on your fantastic podcast, which we'll put in the show notes, one of my first episodes listening to you, you were talking about the importance of reaching kids with the gospel of Jesus before they graduate from high school, and just how really, really supremely important it is that we do that before they launch into college. So can you go back to that place with me and explain why reaching them in this time is pivotal?
Students, when they're in middle school and high school, that covers right around 98% of the United States population of students that are involved on a middle school or high school campus of some sort. So it's an overwhelming majority of our society is there. We tell people that students spend 9,000 hours during middle school and high school on a campus. 50% of their time during the school year is on a campus. And the thing that clinches all those is the numbers vary in studies and statistics, but it's right around on average 85% of people accept Christ before they graduate high school. So when you look at all those factors, it's where the overwhelming majority of our society society is. It's where they're spending their time, and it's where they're most receptive to the gospel. It is what I call the most strategic mission field in America today. And again, that's why I am such a huge proponent to everyone I can tell about Moms in Prayer, because where you are praying is so strategic in our society. And so what we are doing on our end as an extension, really, of Moms in Prayer is to get students to understand how strategic it is and what an opportunity they have. And as you can imagine, when you're a student, if you attend a school of any size, you have influence potentially at your fingertips, live and in person, to hundreds, sometimes thousands of other people that you will not have for the rest of your lifetime in that same way. So it's a point where so many things come together, and we're trying to help students see that vision, and they are seeing it. And that's why we're grateful for Moms in Prayer, because if we feel like we're linking arms to do the same work.
We feel the exact same way. I think that a lot of women come into Moms in Prayer because of a fear about that time factor that you were talking about, that our kids are suddenly spending outside of our homes and in the care of other people. And so as you're having students pray, what kinds of things are you prompting them to pray about?
We've got four defined prayer strategies, and those four strategies are connected. Each of them are connected to five issues on campus. So there's a prayer strategy of grace. There's the strategy of peace, justice, and mercy. Those four issues: grace, peace, justice, and mercy. Grace is praying for believers. So those five issues underneath that idea of grace are praying for believers. So praying, for example, that students that are Christ followers at school would be more compassionate, that they would share their faith, that there'd be unity amongst Christ followers. Peace is focused on praying for relationships. So those are things like racial equality, the absence of bullying, the absence of gossip, respect amongst peers, things like that. Justice, that prayer strategy is focused on praying for change in the school environment itself. So things like access to better health and nutrition, positive educational environment, protection over the schools, culture, nonviolence. And then the last strategy is mercy, and that's focused on praying for a change in student circumstances and addictions, things like freedom from sexual activity and substance abuse and depression and pornography and abuse. So what we've done is we've identified, according to what we've seen and what we've heard students tell us, the top 20 issues that schools face, and then we've integrated biblical prayer strategies into each of these issues, and that's what guides students as they pray. And the app, the Claim Your Campus app, when they download that and use that, all that's woven in, so they're praying these strategies. And students across the country, much like Moms in Prayer, you're joining together and uniting with people all over the country to pray together for common strategies.
Yep. I love that. And that's available to students as they really do claim their campus. But is that prayer strategy available to us? Can we pray alongside of you?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of adults that download our app, and they can track with either what their students they know of on particular campuses are praying, or they just want to be in tune and connected and praying along with students as they pray. So we encourage anyone of any age to download the app and just get connected to what God's doing. And the strategies that we've developed, again, we took a several year process of really figuring this all out and trying to hear from students and hear from the Lord. And these strategies, grace, peace, justice, mercy, have really helped put a handle for all of us, like you're saying, that we're concerned about what's happening at schools. We're concerned about what's happening to students. And these strategies, they've just brought a lot of guidance, help, and structure to people that have been looking for ways that they can pray specifically for students.
So, Jeff, you said grace, peace, justice, and mercy are those focuses. And I can totally see how this next generation is really focused on those as a core issue about the changing culture around them. Are you finding that prayer is important to students?
We do research every year, and we ask several thousand students their thoughts on their belief and behavior, especially when it comes to faith. What's been very encouraging and surprising to a lot of adults is students' level of interest in prayer and their thoughts about prayer. In fact, overwhelmingly, not only are they interested in it, they see prayer in a very positive light and they want to learn more. And I think that's part of a wave that is growing where people aren't interested in prayer. And I often verbally credit Moms in Prayer for all the hard work to pave the way for what I see happening now in students, because students are interested and they want to know more and they are praying. That's the other another thing where I know I can speak for my generation that prayer was something that just wasn't as widely understood or accepted or practiced. And now there is such a desire and hunger, and it's ministries like Moms in Prayer and all the many, many moms and others that have laid a solid foundation for this generation of students to be able to engage in prayer in a way I don't think that's happened in a long time. Encouraging.
I find that so encouraging. But one of the other things I find just fascinating about the research that you guys do is that we in general have a few key misunderstandings, I think, about how students are really feeling and believing about spiritual issues. Can you tell us about one of those?
This generation, I call them the justice generation. They care about issues. They care about causes. They want to get involved. Another thing we learned in our research is that when it comes to their careers and even financially where they see themselves, cause and purpose trump things like money and financial security. So they are interested. And I think when it comes to what we're doing with students and how Claim Your Campus and our goals and mission, vision, and Moms in Prayer, when they're syncing together, what we're seeing is God answer our prayers for this generation, right? We're seeing God do something here where he has sparked something naturally within them, and prayer has fanned that into flame, so to speak, to see them become hungry for issues of justice and things that they want to see change. They want to do right. They want to be a part of something. And what I love is that we get to be a part of that equation where we're helping them see prayer as central to all that. It's not just going out and doing good deeds, but it's them going and taking these things to the Lord and getting his heart and then seeing what that looks like as that plays out in their actions in their environment.
Fantastic. And that really keeps them from being emotionally driven too, as they seek the Lord in the middle of that, instead of being caught up in the next wave of changing emotion or what the spiritual tide is in their culture around them. But it just helps them take a pulse on what God wants in the middle of their school.
It does, and we integrate scripture into everything that we do. So when they're using our app, when they're praying, when we're teaching and training them to pray, we are founding that in scripture. And one of the things that Ann Graham just shared with our staff today was that God has spoken to us through his word, and we speak to him through prayer. And she mentioned you should never have that set-aside time in prayer. And what she's talking about there is not when you're maybe driving or running. Obviously, you can pray anytime, but those moments when we set it aside and have more of a focused, extended time with him praying, that she said, I don't think you should ever do that without your scripture handy, because it's a guide. And so basing it in scripture, basing it in. So when our students pull up the app for Claim Your Campus, it's teaching them how to pray by opening the scriptures to them as well. So we're finding, yes, that emotions are part of who we are, but it can't just be an emotional thing. Like you said, it needs to be something that's much, much deeper and much more stable.
Well, you know, that's our heart. That's the way we pray in Moms in Prayer, is using scripture. I'm wondering if you have a story of a campus that's changing in light of students praying.
There's a school in an urban setting, very economically challenged area and small city where this school is. It's a public high school. 85% of the student body does not live with their biological father at home. And with that, as we know, sociologically, that brings a lot of other challenges with it. These students began to pray. We connected with just a handful of them, four actually, and we trained them, encouraged them, inspired them, and they caught a vision for prayer. They started praying. And one of the things that we do is we set before them as a vision, as a goal, is to try to get a prayer group going every day that meets once a week. So to get five prayer groups going, you can have prayer happening every day in the campus. And within a matter of a few months, they were able to do that. They were growing. They were having 30, 40, even 50, 60 students involved on a weekly basis regularly. But they chose, out of the topics and issues that we mentioned earlier, they prayed for bold Christ followers, they prayed for absence of violence, and they prayed for the academic environment. They focused, using our app and Claim Your Campus, they focused on those three things. It came back to them through their principal that they became an A-rated academic school for the first time in several decades. That had never happened. Their SAT scores went to the top five in their state, which had never happened. And there were only two fights during the whole school year where they were happening basically on a daily basis before Claim Your Campus started. And this public school principal says on video to us and to the students praying, he says, Claim Your Campus is the thing that changed the culture and the environment of the school. We're seeing that and so many other stories of healings and people coming to Christ where students are leading their friends to the Lord during their prayer groups or in the environments the school is changing. And to me, it's always amazing, even though I've seen God do it all my life and I've seen him do it thousands of times, it's like I hear it for the first time. I'm in awe of what he does as students. Especially students, but as we pray and see what God can do. And the student-led prayer on campuses is making a difference all across the nation. We're excited.
One of the things I find so exciting is that you really are sending people into the center of the battlefield and saying, here you are. I mean, students, you can change the culture around you. And that's what you just said, is that culture is changing as students pray. And we believe wholeheartedly at Moms in Prayer that culture changes as mothers pray, and that there's no office we can't invade through prayer. So we may not be able to go right into the superintendent of school's office and give them a piece of our mind if we wanted to, but we can pray into that and pray that godly pursuits would come right out of that office.
Yeah. What a great 1-2 punch with Moms in Prayer and Claim Your Campus. You know, when moms are praying, something so powerful is happening. And then when students are linking arms with Moms in Prayer and they're praying, it's just what a great combination. We're just sitting here talking about getting excited about it.
Tell us right now what one prayer all parents should be praying for their kids right now. And how are you praying for those three beautiful girls of yours?
Yeah, my amazing daughters. I pray for them obviously regularly and daily. And I think I got this prayer, if I remember right, from Mark Batterson. He's an author that listeners might be familiar with. One of his more recent books is Circle Maker, a really powerful book on prayer. And the prayer is right out of Luke 2, when Luke writes about Jesus growing up, and it says he grew in stature and favor with God and man. And I pray that my girls would have wisdom. They wouldn't just have knowledge, but they would know how to apply that knowledge to godly living. So God would give them wisdom. I pray for their stature, their physical health and safety. So just praying over them as they grow to the young woman that God wants them to become. And then having favor with God, they would understand, as I pray for them, what it means to have God's agenda, not their own, and not to think about, I have a daughter this year who's graduating high school and one that graduates college this year. And so for them to, going into a new phase of life, not to say, well, what's my agenda or what are my plans, but having favor with God, my prayer for that is that they would understand what it means. When you have his favor, it means you're walking in his ways. You're following him, not asking him to follow you. And then finally, favor with people, that they would know what it means to earn the favor of others and to leverage that for God's glory. Again, not for their own, not to build their own kingdom, but to use that for his glory. So that's my simple prayer. I would encourage parents to pray that. And I speak to lots of parents across the country through the networks we have. And that's my go-to to share with other parents. Pray for your kids that they would, you know, grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men.
So I love this next question because it's always different. But what's shaping your prayer life right now?
God in the last month has been teaching me so much. I feel like I'm going through a growth spurt, and I was sharing with our staff this morning. We pray every week, and as this is being recorded, today was our staff prayer meeting, and so it was my turn to lead, and I was sharing with them many of the things that God's been talking to me about, but we've been studying Anne Graham Lotz's book called The Daniel Prayer, and in that book, she doesn't spend much time on it, but she mentions how she walks every morning. And over the years, she's had different walking partners. And she said, to have a walking partner, you need to do two simple things. You need to walk in the same direction and at the same pace. And that struck me so deeply. And the Lord began to use that in me to help me to know and to see how many times I've prayed my own way as I've been walking with him. I believe that's the Lord's desire, is to walk with his people, just like he did in Genesis 3 with Adam and Eve. You know, it says he's walking in through the garden in the cool of the day looking for Adam and Eve to connect with. And so walking with him. So I've thought about how many times I've prayed and I haven't been going in the same direction. God saying, hey, I'm over here and I'm going this direction. Things I've asked for and sought after and wondered about. And I felt like the Lord said, that's not my agenda for you. That's not where we're going. So getting connected to his direction and to walk with him that way, but then also to walk at the same pace. I've thought about how many times I've prayed about something and gotten so far ahead of myself, ahead of him, and where I've had to stop and realize, okay, I'm getting, you know, way out of sync here with God and his timing. Or other times when I've fallen behind, where he's moving ahead and I'm not willing to take the risk and have faith and be courageously bold and trust him. So I've seen both sides of that, with being ahead or being behind. And so the Lord's teaching me right now Jeff, pray in the direction I'm walking. And that comes by spending time with me and in my word and knowing where I'm going. And then walk at the same pace. Go at the same speed I'm going. And let's go through life together and experience the adventure and the journey. So in sharing that with our staff, I just sense that deeply resonated. And I hope that helps anyone listening to know that, you know, God's looking for you to walk with him, and he wants you to go where he's going. And he wants you to stare at the speed that he's getting there, which is always perfect timing.
Well, that resonates with me for sure. And one of the things I think for our listeners that we're hoping at least is that there's a mom here on the fence about whether she should start a Moms in Prayer group and start interceding for her kids in that way, setting aside 1 hour a week to pray for children in schools in her community. And so, Jeff, I wonder if you would pray us out here as we conclude our time together for that mom who's nervous about taking that faith step. I assume that you have students who are going, I'm nervous about this, and praying out loud is never easy at first. So could you pray for her and give her courage?
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to do that. Father, what a privilege to share today what you're doing as students are praying. And for so long, the ministry and the moms involved with Moms in Prayer have led the way and been an encouragement to me personally, to our organization, to our team. And God, it's because of faithful moms, it's because of bold and courageous moms that many of them beginning, like most of us, like myself, didn't feel comfortable to pray out loud, didn't feel comfortable stepping forward, thought that surely there's someone else more qualified. But God, what I love so much about you is your belief in us, that you believe that we have what it takes, that you don't call the qualified, but you qualify the called. I've always heard that. And so, God, I thank you that there's such truth in that statement, that when you call us, you help us to become what you see us becoming down the road. And, Lord, I know that right now, as I think about students in schools, what they're facing today, those of us that are adults, I know for a fact, having daughters in school, that I can't even begin to understand what happens inside the schools and what students are dealing with in today's world. But Lord, it's going to take those that are sent to hear whisper to step forward in a bold way, way out of their comfort zone. Lord, for anyone listening right now that is feeling that nudge or that thought, Lord, would they just follow that through and step forward and see what you can do? I'm just continually in awe of what you've done in my own life and through others I've seen, where you've called us so far out of our comfort zone and you've used us in some really beautiful, amazing ways. And Lord, I know there's someone listening now that needs to step forward and be obedient to what you're asking them to do. Lord, help them to follow through and see the blessing of that, that a school, that students, that their own children might be the recipient of endless blessing because of their obedience to you right now, even in this moment. So thank you for Moms in Prayer and what they do to engage moms all over the world. And God, would you continue to bless their ministry?
Well, I just want to so agree with that prayer, Lord, and ask for a reverse blessing on CYC. Lord, we link arms with our little brother, and we, Lord, pray for your favor and grace upon them as they pursue sharing the vision that they have for every campus claimed by a group of praying students. Lord, would you bless them, give them vision in their ministry, and help us walk forward into the future together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jeff, such a gift to have you here. I know I've already told you that before, but one of my greatest joys was walking into your office and meeting Robin at the front desk, who is a Moms in Prayer mom.
She is, yeah.
So fun, right there as your executive assistant. So if anything, that just says praying moms are everywhere, right?
That's right. They are. You guys are a mighty force. Grateful for all of you.
Well, we love you. Thanks so much for your time today, Jeff. Have a good night. No, but for real, we love the guys at Claim Your Campus. They are so great, and they are help leading the way in teaching the next generation to walk with Jesus. We hope you enjoyed this podcast so much today, and as we work to get started establishing it, it would help so much if you would subscribe on iTunes. Each time we drop an episode, it would automatically be in your feed. Our mission and vision at Moms in Prayer International is to reach children and schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. An easy way that you can help us see that vision be accomplished is by leaving a review on iTunes and sharing this episode with friends. You can find today's show notes, all that Jeff talked about, on the Moms in Prayer blog at momsinprayer.org. And if you want to reach out to me with show ideas, stories on how God's working where you are, let's make this a conversation at podcast@momsinprayer.org. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Leaning Heist, and Jeff's on there as Jeff Eckert, E-C-K-A-R-T. And Moms in Prayer, of course, is on all of those same channels. We work hard to provide you encouragement and equipping tools every single day. Our daily prayers for kids are a lifeline to me, a busy mom. Listen, moms make the difference. Moms just like you. See you next time.